Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. Walking with God. Psalm 128, verse 1. Blessed is everyone who fears the Lord and who walks in his ways. Two conditions for blessing in this one verse. First, everyone who fears the Lord. Secondly, everyone who walks in his ways. We fear the Lord in the beauty of his holiness by staying close to him and walking with him. A picture that has come to my mind over and over across the years is the wonderful relationship that we find in the book of Genesis when Enoch walked with God. We have no idea what it was like for Enoch to walk beside his Lord, but there was a sweet communion between the two. There was a purity in this man Enoch that I desire to have in my own life. It is taking my eyes off the things of the world and putting them on the face of my Savior. I want to be very quick to say that many times I fail. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, but we pick ourselves up and we keep on keeping on. And there's a special blessing that we have received here in Psalm 128. When we fear the Lord and walk in his ways, we have assurance of his blessing. I can recall over and over again across the years being in the hospital room with my daughter as she was very near death, and she wanted me to read psalm after psalm to her, and she would go in and out of consciousness. When she would wake, she would look at me with a smile on her face and say, "I love it, Dad. Read another one." And I would start reading that next psalm, and I could see the peace that swept over her face, the assurance that God loved her just the way she was. She had given herself completely to him, and he was getting ready to receive her into his presence. What blessed assurance we have when we walk with God. Are you walking with God today? It doesn't mean that you are perfect. None of us are perfect. All have sinned and fall short of his will for our life. But we keep on walking with God. It's like a small child learning to walk, but being uncertain in their walk. And they fall and we pick them up and set them on their feet again. And they go on for a little while and fall again and we pick them up. We don't chastise them for falling. We encourage them to keep on walking. No matter how uncertain their steps may be as a small child, we know that one day they will be able to walk. And as our life comes close to the end, we are the ones who will be feeble in our walk. And we have a strong child beside us who will help us as we walk with that child and with the Lord. Blessed is everyone who fears the Lord and who walks in his ways. I encourage you, walk in the ways of the Lord right now in your life. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, as we come into your presence, our desire is that our walk might be acceptable and pleasing in your sight. Let everything that we do and all that we say focus upon wanting your favor in our life. May the words of our mouth and the meditation and the things we think of be pleasing to you. And we pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Blessings, dear hearts. Walk with God today and be a blessing. This is Pastor Cecil.
Thank you for listening to Pastor Cecil's devotional today. If you wish to subscribe to his daily devotional emails, or read his devotional online, or hear him read the scripture for the day, please go to dailyevotional.com or pastorcecil.com.